Jesus said, I am the living bread. The living bread. In many ways, bread equals life. For most people on earth, bread is one of the most basic foods. Flour plus water, perhaps a leavening agent, baked and eaten every day. Bread means life. Living bread. That's the phrase Jesus uses. Bread is so basic to survival throughout history, it has become a symbol for life. Think about it. Even Christians who are not active in church life or are part of a denomination that rarely celebrates communion still are familiar with this powerful and symbolic connection between bread and life. Why? Because when Jesus taught his followers to pray, he taught, "Our Father, give us this day daily bread, the bread we need for today." Our daily bread, it's our daily sustenance, what we need to survive, what we need for life. The power of this symbol, this connection between bread and life, has even permeated our modern popular culture. Have you ever heard somebody refer to their work as earning their daily bread? Or how about money itself? I need some bread. I need some dough. Bread equals life. Bread is more than just a food. It's a symbol for life. And this bread, this living bread, this is what we seek desperately. I'll give you a couple of examples. As you can imagine, over almost 30 years as a pastor, I have spent countless hours visiting hospitals, visiting people who are sick. Hospitals are full of people desperately seeking the bread of life. People seeking healing, seeking comfort, seeking relief. Relief from pain, relief from suffering, relief from fear. Especially from fear, from the fear of death. Hospitals are full of people, even if they wouldn't necessarily think of it this way, but seeking what Jesus is referring to as the living bread. That which sustains. That which brings life. As a pastor, I've also spent a lot of time on the road. Not as much in this congregation. We live closer together than people in my last two congregations. But in all those years on the road, as I travel, listening to the radio, sometimes music, but often I listen to talk radio, and it seems to me that as you hear people talk, no matter what the topic, they're seeking living bread. Whether it's a political show, a news show, a call-in for advice show, people are seeking help, they're seeking answers, and whether they think they want reconciliation or revenge, whether they're looking for forgiveness or wholeness, they're all asking the same meaning questions. What is it all for? Why are we going through this? Why am I going through this? Why? What is it all about? These are the questions that permeate everything because we hunger for meaning. We hunger for truth. In the image of the Gospel of John, we hunger for living bread, for that which gives life. You've probably noticed we've been in the Gospel of John chapter 6 for a couple of weeks, and we'll be there for a couple of more. Some pastors ruefully refer to this as the 5 weeks of bread. It happens every 3 years. But I submit that in this text, God is lifting this truth before us. As we go through life, as we meet and interact with people, spend our time in school, workplace, community, no matter where we go, whether among church people or unchurched people, church-related or secular activities, it doesn't matter. If we pay attention, I think we will see that people are seeking that which brings life, something that is more than temporary nourishment, something which will feed their spirits, their person. They're seeking living bread. And the good news that we have heard and are called to proclaim, is that there is in fact living bread. The good news is that in God, we have received in Jesus, as Jesus' people, we have received living bread. We have found food for life. We have received that which brings healing and meaning and hope and life. That food is God, revealed in Jesus, God's love for us. The most important commandment, as Deacon Katie read. God came down from heaven in Bethlehem so long ago. God became human in the person of Jesus, lived God's way of life and love, and so we killed him. Why? We killed Jesus for insulting and offending us by showing us how deadly the way that we live is, by showing us that it's broken. But then God, our almighty, all-loving, ever-gracious God, celebrated what Jesus had done, celebrated by raising Christ from the dead. And wonder above all wonders, it seems to me even bigger miracle than raising Jesus from the dead. Joy above all joys, the greatest miracle of all, rather than destroy us in retribution for killing Jesus, rather than reject us for betraying, denying, and abandoning Jesus and the way of life and love, God forgave us. God forgave us and shared with us yet again the fruit of Christ's life, Christ's love, the bread of life for us. Forgiveness and mercy and love and reconciliation, community, relationship. This is the good news. God responds to our ways of brokenness that so often lead us into fear and hatred, not by destroying us, not by doing the same to us that we are tempted to do to others, but by feeding us, not just with bread that fills the stomach, but with living bread, the bread of life, Jesus. In those difficult times that I mentioned earlier, when people are sick, when they're afraid, hospitalized or not, but filled with pain, suffering, forced to stare the reality of the way things are, that life doesn't last forever, the reality of death, when we're forced to deal with these struggles, the living bread. It's the living bread that brings hope. and peace and comfort. The power of the bread of life. The presence of God. God's love and support and strength, which we find through visits, through prayers, through the loving care of brothers and sisters in Christ. We begin to find that we're surrounded by God's love. We begin to trust that despite any pain, despite suffering, despite fear, we can find in that presence trust that the last word, the very last word, comes from God. And that word is life, the bread of life. The love and hope and comfort and peace which God gives to us and strengthens us to share with one another as we journey. Fellow disciples, this is the bread which nourishes, sustains, and satisfies the hungers and the thirsts of life that Jesus proclaims and promises and offers. When we ask, why? What is it all for? Why are we going through this? What does it mean? This is the answer Christ proclaims. Our answer, the answer to our hunger for meaning, for truth, for hope. Why is this happening? What is this all for? What is this journey about? It's about love. Community, relationship, loving one another as we love ourselves, loving God by loving one another. This is the why. This is the meaning. Sharing life together with both the suffering and pain and the joy and hope. Sharing life. What is it all about? It's about sharing the comfort and strength, the food, the drink, the joy, the fellowship, the sorrow, the death, all of it together. Me and you and God sharing and celebrating that through it all, in it all, with it all, there is love. And this love is alive. This love keeps us alive. This love brings life. This love is Jesus, the living bread. As we come to this table today, may this bread and cup remind us of the gifts with which God has blessed us, the daily bread that we're given. May this bread and cup remind us that we receive the bread of life, the presence of God, the love and grace and mercy of God at this table and every day as a gift of new life, a gift of the reminder that love is the final word. Love from the one who feeds us with living bread, Jesus the Christ. Amen.